Amen. Praise God Almighty. Glory. Hallelujah. Today is a good day. For the Lord blessed us and spared us. I remember the song that said that this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I will enter into his courts with praise. Hey, how many of you feel like praising God this morning? I say, how many of you feel like praising God this morning? If you feel like praising God, you just ought to take the time out and just say, thank you, Lord. Amen. I say, if you feel like praising God, you ought to just take the time out and say, glory, hallelujah. I say, if you feel like praising God, you ought to take the time out and just say, amen. Because I don't know about you. I know God has been good to me. He has brought me from a mighty long ways. And I just want to say thank you and give you praise. For remember the scriptures say that God is a great God. And he's greatly to be praised. So I come to magnify him today. I come to give him glory. I come to just say thank you. Like the songwriter said, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to shout for joy. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to clap my hands. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to stomp my feet. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to say amen. Because God is my everything, my all in all, my rock in a weary land. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. This is yours truly, Reverend Robert C. Lee, pastor of New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, coming to you live from KAYT 88.1 FM radio. Amen. Just want to say, hey, it's glad. I'm glad to be with you all this morning and out there in radio land. Amen. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you right now, give you praise, give you honor, and give you glory. Oh, Father God, we want to thank you for who you are. We want to thank you for the love that you have shown for us. We want to thank you for looking beyond our faults and still fulfilling our needs. And also, Father God, we want to thank you for fulfilling the desires of our heart. And Father God, we come praying not a selfish prayer, but we come praying for all your children of the world, no matter where they may be or what they may be doing, because I know you're able to supply their every need according to your perfect will. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come praying for the sick. We come praying for the children of the world today. We come praying for every office of official. We come praying for every home that's being hit within the sound of my voice today, asking that you bless them, oh, Heavenly Father, and continue to make their home a peace and a home of prayer. But most of all, oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for allowing your word to go forth because we realize your word is the roadmap to life. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your darling son, Jesus, who died out on Mount Calvary so that we may have a right to the tree of life. And not only that, but have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you, oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty and gracious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. Truly God is, truly God is, truly God is a good God. Praise God Almighty. This morning, I would like to share with you a particular passage of scripture which comes from the book of John. Amen. The book of John. And it's a matter of fact, it's the first chapter of the book of John, and it starts with that 12th verse. Praise God. The book of John, chapter 1, verse 12, which states, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Now that 13th verse, he say, which was born. Matter of fact, we're talking about Jesus because we know Jesus was not conceived the way that we are conceived in the world today. Amen. For Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so he was not born according to the will of man, as man be with woman and woman be with man. He wasn't born of flesh and blood, but he was born but of God, because truly in all actuality he is a God. Now when we get back up to that 12th verse, It starts out by saying, but as many as received him. Amen. And when we're saying received him, we're just saying that we have accepted Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. For remember, the scripture said that if you confess with your mouth and believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and the only way that you're going to believe that God raised Jesus from the dead is if you have accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior. And because of that fact alone, then you are saved. But just because you're saved doesn't mean that the story stops right there, because there still is work to do. And I like to phrase it by saying that I have to continue to be about God's business in order to keep my salvation in good standing with the Lord. Amen. Because see, if I have something and I don't use it, what happens to it? It has a tendency to rust or just fade away, or I forget about how to use it. You see, my brothers and sisters, if I don't praise God, then when it's time to praise God, I feel uncomfortable when I'm praising him. You see, you ever been to a church or been in a setting and people in that setting, they're just saying amen and raising their hands, and you looking around like you are, what's really going on up in here? You see, because you are not accustomed to praising God and letting yourself be free. You see, my brothers and sisters, when you receive him as your personal Lord and Savior, if you the only one in the building raising your hand, you're going to raise your hand because you know who he is. You see, that's why we really have to receive him. And when we receive him, then we really have to do the best that we can to have a personal relationship with God. Amen. And then it goes on to say, power literally means authority. Amen. We have the authority, amen, that Jesus had. Because now we have become sons of God because we have accepted him as our personal Lord and Savior. You see, then with that power that we have, is all we got to do is when we're going through something, you know how that songwriter say, when the storms are raging in my life, when we're going through something, when the winds are blowing in my life, when we're going through something and we don't know how to get through it, we have that authority because we have the power of the blood of Jesus. All we got to do is just plead the blood of Jesus. You know, you're having problems on your job, plead the blood of Jesus. You're having problems in your home, plead the blood of Jesus. You're having problems with your children, plead the blood of Jesus. You have problems with people in your life, just plead the blood of Jesus. You having problems in your church, plead the blood of Jesus, because there is power in his blood. And we will have that same authority that Jesus had when he went away and he fasted for 40 days and for 40 nights. And he told old Satan to get thee behind me. We have that authority to tell old Satan to get thee behind me. For remember, the scripture says that if you have as much faith as the grain of a mustard seed, need I go on? Need I go on? My brothers and sisters, you have that authority. It reminds me of the story when Jesus was in the bow of the boat and he was asleep. Amen. And a storm arose and the winds, they had got so fierce and the waves were so strong and powerful till the boat was being tossed to and fro. But Jesus, he wasn't worried about that because peace was still all over him. Amen. You see, my brothers and sisters, I'm talking about when you accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, when the storms of life are raging, you will still have peace and you will still have joy. Amen. But his disciples, they were awoke because they were being tossed and froze. So they woke up and they looked out and it was a great storm and they ended up waking up Jesus. And when they woke up Jesus, they say, Master, Do you care if we perish? Jesus just looked at him. Because when he looked at him, he like, you really don't know who you have with you in the boat. I'm saying that to say, my brothers and sisters, there are times in our lives when we do the best that we can to try to be in control of a situation. And we really don't know who we have in our life that can work everything out. All we have the authority. All we got to do is just call on him and cast our cares upon him. You heard that slogan that says, turn your will and your life over to the care of God. And see, and my brothers and sisters, when we call on him and when we trust in him, when we lean and depend upon him, he has a tendency to make everything all right. Y'all don't hear me now? I say God has a tendency to make everything all right. And when Jesus stood up, he looked out at what was going on, and he said, peace, be still. And the disciples, they were amazed, because when he spoke those words, right away the wind ceased and the waves calmed down. And they looked around at each other and say, what manner of man is this? See, my brothers and sisters, we have that same power. And we have that same authority that when the storms are raging in our life and the winds start blowing and there's always a ripple in the wave, we can say, peace, be still, because you have the power of God invested in you. So I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to continue to feed the Holy Spirit like you feed your body. You feed your body so that you can live from day to day. Well, if you feed the Holy Spirit will survive and grow stronger so that you will be able to overcome anything that comes your way. Trust in the Lord. Lean on him and depend on him. My brothers and sisters, I want to let you know that God is a good God. God is a miracle working God. God is a blessing God. He's a healer. He's a redeemer. Oh, yes, he is. He's my all in all. So continue to call upon the name of the Lord. And don't worry, my brothers and sisters. When the storms of life are raging, you can overcome. All you got to do is just believe. Because of Jesus Christ, we have become the sons of God, and we have the power of God invested in us. Amen. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for these words that you have shared with us. And, oh, Father God, we pray that you will continue to enlighten us, continue to give us the wisdom of your understanding and the revelation of your knowledge. So that, Father God, as we go through our lives, and we will be more about your business. As we go through our lives, we'll realize that everything that we do it for your glory. Oh, Father God, we come right now, humbling ourselves in your darling son Jesus' name, asking you to continue to have mercy upon us. Thank you, Lord, for being who you are. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. And Father God, we pray that you continuously walk over us. Watch over us.
Thank you for tuning in today to
and move in our lives in a special way.
Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
God is the strength of my life.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
To Almighty God be the glory. My God, you're my life, my hope, my strength, and my salvation. Money can't buy the peace that you've given me. No car, no ring, nobody and no thing can compare to the joy that you brought into my life. Lord, I pray that you use me if you see fit. Seek ye first the kingdom. Y'all might resent me, but I'm merely speaking for that one God who sent me. Why his cast is more concerned with a Bentley or a Rolex. Fat checks and all these material devices. Seems like salvation ain't even a part of y'all's equation, this worldly persuasion. It ain't saving nobody's soul. It's like we replaced my Jesus with all this silver and gold. Now let the truth be told. When did the Christ ever enlist the trappings of this world during his first earthly visit? What is this? We turn the Son of Man straight up into big business. Are all God's prophets just concerned in making some profit? Be, you Pharisees should stop it. That bread is unleavened. What does Luke 18:25 say about a rich man in heaven? We take Matthew chapter 7, and we all get carried away with it. You just read 6:19, but somehow most seem to just forget it. Or you just choose to edit and lay up all your worldly treasures. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Christ rebuke these pledges? Prosperity comes in measures, but it's not all monetary. You're truly missing the point when you make my God secondary. You better be wise and be wary, because that old devil is straight conniving. To get your focus off the Christ and on what kind of car you're driving.
Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things.
Wait a minute, now let me ask y'all something. For goodness sakes, everybody cannot be T.D. Jakes. It's like that time when Oprah Winfrey spawned off about a million Ricky Lakes. Now everybody has their place in which the Lord has appointed. So why hate on that man? Because his calling is anointed worldwide. And yours might just be on the north side, but it's all in God's will, and at least it's your side. We gotta divorce pride and escape from all this here division, and flee like Halle Berry from a broadside collision. All this money up in religion, and we got church members that are still starving. It's like Satan took out a knife and he sat down and started carving out his vision. Christ's bride is in the noose and she's free swinging. Preoccupied with pride, a fat ride and bling bling. I heard Donnie Mac singing about a rise up after your fall. But it's hard to get up when you're down with all this so-called big ball. If prosperity is your calling, I pray God will bless your mission. But don't lead the flock from bondage straight into our financial prison. There's more abundance in your living when you're giving God all the glory. At least that's what I'm gonna tell my kids. Wayne, you better pass it on to Corey. Now that's pretty much the story. God is good and I can't deny it. He showers all his own with riches. It's just how you classify it.
Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you.
Yeah, Christ came that we may have life and have it more abundant.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
But we have to stop measuring God's grace in dollar amounts. The size of your bank account in no way relates to your worth in his eyes. Think about it. The greatest man ever walked this earth, owned nothing more than the clothes on his back. Yet in his living, he has blessed us all with riches far beyond our wildest dreams.
Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to.
I'll add to you.
sky as we offer you this praise. Let your glory fill this place. Lord, let your glory, let it fill this place. Lord, we lift your name on high. You're the God of earth and sky.
A woman in the Bible whose daughter was was grievously vexed with the devil. She left her country and began to seek Jesus. And when she sought him and called on him, he answered her not a way. What do you do when you've run out of options? And in a last attempt, with the last ounce of strength you have left, you call on God and he says nothing at all. Finally, when he does speak, he says, I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The woman said, you're not getting off that easy. A few moments later, he said, it's not me to give the children's bread to the dog. She said, I may be a dog, but even the dogs can eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Finally, she put all protocol out of the way. She stopped worrying about what anybody thought or what anybody said. And she just hollered out and said, Lord, help me. Every now and then you get in trouble. You don't have time to go through ceremonial routine. You got to open your mouth and holler, Lord, help me. I don't know whether it's legal or not legal. I don't know whether it's protocol or not protocol. I don't know whether I'm in order. But all I know is that thou art my help. We want to tell you tonight, if you need help, I dare you to call on God, for he is. I said he is.
Sometimes. I thought about you sometimes when my life became a plight, when it was dark, empty, and often cold. Yeah, I thought about your light. I thought about you sometimes. As I acted out the fool, I knew you taught me better than what the world considered cool. Yeah, I thought about you sometimes. While I hurt the ones that cared, I knew I disappointed you, but I was too blind to be scared. I thought about you sometimes. With each lie that rolled from my lips, you knew, but you just let me go on. Just to see how far I'd slip. I thought about you sometimes, following so-called friends to hell, tripping on every temptation, yet you caught me whenever I fell. I thought about you sometimes, when all my plots blew up in my face. You always knew that it happened, yet still you offered me grace. I thought about you sometimes, as I sat in the rear of your dwelling. I heard you call me out more than once. Inside, I felt your presence swelling. I thought about you sometimes while I opened every door, not knowing you were the solution that I was constantly searching for. I thought about you more times as with age I sought your peace, opened my eyes, mind, and heart to you. I felt my spirit increase. I thought about you most times when I saw how I'd been blessed. Witness chaos succumb to order. I watch tranquility devour stress. Now I think about you all the time. Yes, your truth has made me free. For when I thought about you sometimes, you always thought of me.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. KQJO every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m. Pray for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.